In London, four men have been convicted of trying to bomb the city's transport system in July of 2005. That was just 2 weeks after Islamist suicide bombers killed 52 people on a bus and three underground trains. Also today, the head of the world police body Interpol criticized Britain for not sharing information and not using Interpol's resources to help prevent future attacks. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
The four men, all Muslims of African descent who came to Britain as immigrants or refugees, were found guilty of conspiracy to murder after a trial lasting almost 6 months. The jury is still considering the cases of two other defendants charged with the same crimes. The convicted four claimed the bombings were a hoax not designed to kill, but as a protest against Britain's involvement in Iraq. But police say it was sheer luck that none of the four bombs exploded. They were made from hydrogen peroxide and flour, but surrounded with nails, screws and other shrapnel and with highly explosive detonators. The convictions come just over a week after the attempted car bombings in London and Glasgow, and Britain's new security minister, former head of the Royal Navy Sir Alan West, has said that Britons need to be ready for a long haul in defeating terrorism, and raised some eyebrows by calling on British people to be prepared to snitch on their neighbours.
I used the word snitch because I thought this would get everyone rather excited and interested, and I think that's achieved that. We're talking actually about such a big change in the way people behave, in behavioural patterns in certain areas, that it's inevitably going to take 10 to 15 years, and that's if we're lucky, and that's what I hope we can actually achieve and what we can start achieving.
Also today, Britain's counter-terrorism efforts were criticised by the head of Interpol, Ronald Noble. He said Britain and especially London's Metropolitan Police were failing to share information on terrorists and also failing to make use of an Interpol global database containing details of more than 7 million lost and stolen passports.
My view is that the UK's anti-terrorist effort is in the wrong century, is not aware of what we're able to do today globally, and they should do more. We don't have one Metropolitan Police officer from their anti-terrorism unit assigned to Interpol. Not one. And can you explain to me why that is?
Britain's new Home Secretary, Jackie Smith, said British police and immigration officials are notified of suspects on the Interpol warning list and that Britain is in the process of linking with Interpol's database of stolen travel documents. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.